Meeting a need. Hello, I'm Gene Habecker, president of Taylor University, welcoming you to another edition of Fresh Perspectives. We all have people in our lives for whom we would do anything. Maybe it's a parent, a child, or a close friend. If a need arises, we'll do whatever it takes to help these kinds of people. For example, if our child scrapes a knee, we'll be there with love and a bandage. If our mother is feeling ill, we'll pick up a bouquet of flowers to brighten her day. We have the mentality of service when it comes to these people, but do we have that same do-whatever-it-takes mentality when it comes to serving our Lord? God yearns for our attention. He absolutely loves it when we take time out of our day to be with Him or do something for Him. We all know the warm feeling we get from helping someone in need, but why do we think that God would not also appreciate our attentiveness? Whereas it is true that God isn't dependent on our time or service, He nevertheless greatly desires it. Daniel rose early to lift his eyes to God and pray. Paul and Silas sang praises to their Savior even when in prison. John communed with the Lord when exiled on Patmos. If we are willing to serve others in their time of need, should we not also be willing to serve the God who meets all of our needs?